There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
On the last episode of The Cheat Code.
I was absolutely planning to have sex. Yeah, that was going to happen as far as I'm concerned. Like, honestly, I probably wouldn't have even gone if I didn't think that you and I were going to get together.
We're going to head back to the room. And it's 3 p.m. It wasn't even dark sex.
No, so the lights were on.
The lights were on. And I'm like
daylight.
Post baby body and the whole thing. And we had great.
No, but you were fine.
Well, thank you. I try.
I knew my ex was cheating. I knew it in my bones. Right. I had no proof. You gave me the spyware idea. We had one laptop, and I put that shit on the laptop. That laptop saved my
we
life.
We do need to bronze that shit.
You're going to bury me with that laptop.
She ain't even clear the history.
Son.
She was supposed to be in Atlantic City with her girlfriends. And when you opened up the laptop, the hotel was in Westbury, Long Island.
That's not in Atlantic City.
That's not in Atlantic City.
That's in Long Island.
That's in Long Island. And that's why you called.
So I called the hotel and I'm like, hey, put me into Vives's room. And the woman said, hold on, sir.
Okay, first of all, they're not supposed to do that.
That's what I thought.
That's like illegal.
That's what I thought.
So look at God.
She was, won't he will.
Won't he will.
So I get, goes to the hotel voicemail. So I hang up the phone and I'm like, okay, bro. I can call my sister to come stay with my kids and get out there in her car.
No, you called me first to ask me, should you call your sister
I did,
stay with your kids or what you should do? And I was like, do not get other people involved.
You know what went through my head, though, on some real shit? Mm-hmm. Let her have her fun, man. You already know. Look, because you know what happened with me? Confirmation.
Yeah.
I had confirmation at that point. And I didn't want to fight. I wanted the truth. Yeah. I didn't want to catch her out there. I wanted to know.
We did a little bit.
But they're related.
But yeah.
That's funny. But it's related. I wanted to know what was up. Yeah. And I felt like every attempt at doing so was met with lies and resistance. And I can't say it was all of her fault. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, yo, you're doing all of this work. You're taking money out of the marital home to go do this.
You were like, here, have a good time. You know,
I think
you
I'm mad
you
again.
You don't go, you mad again?
I think so. My neck just got hot. Hi, welcome to The Cheat Code. This is the story of an affair between one woman and one man told over 10 episodes. Episode 5, Johnny Johnson Fuckery. Parents speaking in parables, paradise, what they want from these shawties. So I'm like, I wait 98 minutes. I waited as long as I could.
98.
I was like, get it in. You know what I'm saying? Like, get it in. I'm giving you time for two episodes.
Ooh, 98 minutes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
We were young. Right. You can do things in 98
like
minutes.
10 years ago.
People were still getting it back up in 98 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead. It's real shit. Real talk.
Listen, so. I call the hotel room again, nothing. So I call her cell.
Mm-hmm.
So she picks up. She's like, hey. I'm like, hey, what you doing? She's like, oh, you know, me and Beep are just, you know, hanging out, chilling out, talking about her girlfriend.
Wait, did you just like, Beep and self-censor the name?
I mean,
that's hysterical.
That's what would have happened, right?
Okay, we're going to do that going forward. Just go ahead.
And I'm like, oh, word? Because I'm sitting in the parking lot of your hotel.
In Westbury.
Boom,
right.
Boom, boom. And she goes, Jason.
2007. Ladies, I think it's time to switch roles.
I'm like, so whose dude I saw you with? I'm lying.
Because you don't see nothing because you're in the house. You're in the apartment.
I'm in Queens.
In the apartment.
And I didn't call my sister. I was like, so whose dude I saw you walk in with? She's like, Jason. I was like, yo.
My stomach hurt for her that night.
That was good.
As someone who had gotten caught out there only months earlier, my heart was with her. I was like, don't lie.
There's no more terrifying feeling than getting caught cheating. Oh my gosh. Like, that's probably the scariest.
Your heart is in your uterus. You don't understand.
I'd rather my mom see me stealing money out of her purse than get caught cheating.
Jesus, so
like,
bad.
That's
it's
one
so,
in two
it's so bad.
Of terrifying.
It's so bad. Feelings. Everybody, it's so bad.
It's terrifying. It's so bad. I'm like, check this out. Go have your fun. We'll talk about it in the morning. I'm not saying it like this. Don't get me wrong. I'm heated. But I'm also relieved. I am really relieved because I know I'm not crazy, yo. I know I'm not crazy. And then I hear dude in the background say something. She's like, no, I got to go home. And so I was like, no, you don't got to go home. I was like, let me speak to son. You don't got to go home. And she's like, I'm coming home, and hung up the phone. And I was like, all right, I told you I have to come home, but whatever.
She calls you back, walking out because you're telling me, I hear this chick heels clicking.
Like a Clydesdale.
This chick, yo, she told me she's like, just chilling in the hotel. She needed to meet somebody to talk to him because he's going through a bad time. And you're like, in a hotel?
Wait, you need to meet him?
Right. We're not even getting to the best part.
That really happened.
So she's clicking down the hall, outside the hotel. You're like, this bitch
like
a truck.
Like, here's a clicking towards the door.
Yes, right? All that's happening.
So she comes in and She starts attacking. Like, she got offensive with it. And I was just
all your fault.
Dumbfounded. You're right. And I was really confused. And I'm like, what the fuck are you upset about? I mean, I know why you upset. I told you to have the sex. Like I know why you upset. You didn't have the rest of your night like you thought it was. You know, in my head. And she's like, I don't know why you had to do that. Nothing happened. You know, the reason I had a hotel room is because I just needed somebody to talk to. And this really happened.
Yeah, no. There was pizza ordered
and
the whole night.
Right.
Yeah,
and we just had pizza and wine, and I just didn't want to be seen in public with another man. I said, so you didn't want to be seen in public with a dude, so you walked into a hotel room with the dude, and you expect me to believe this shit, right? And she's like, that's the truth. That's what happened. I was like, okay. Let me ask you a question.
Wait, let me speak to the people out there that get caught. Please don't insult your spouse's intelligence with bullshit lies.
You incite
rage. Don't do that. Like,
rage.
We've both done it. It's not a good thing. I'm not speaking to the side pieces. I'm speaking to the main dishes right now. Do not
the entrees.
Don't insult your spouse's intelligence. Make it a good lie or don't bother.
So we were just having pizza and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, what's his brother's name? You don't know him. That's not what I asked you. What's this brother's name? He's not on social media. Dog. I didn't ask you either one of these things. What is this man's name? Johnny. Reasonable.
Okay, all right.
For about 6 seconds. Johnny what? You don't know him. We've been over this. Johnny what? Johnny Johnson. And then she walks out the room and closes the door. And I laughed. I laughed hysterically. I know that must have enraged her. I was like, so she slams the door and I'm like, shh, the girl's asleep. I'm like, Johnny Johnson, that's this man's name? I was like, is he on Little House on the Prairie or something? Like, that's his name, Johnny Johnson? I was like, yo, that's the best you could come up with?
Hi.
Hi. All that running made me thirsty.
You run pretty good for a girl.
Is it John Johnson? Is that your formal name?
No, ma'am, it's Johnny.
Johnny, is it?
His name was Johnny Johnson.
Wait, because that was a character, Little House on the Prairie. My sister used to watch Little House on the Prairie religiously.
The
guy that Laura and Mary were both competing over.
Had the super crush on, like,
right,
my, no.
With a little hat and the overalls that were too short. That's literally his name.
Little House on the Prairie was on in my crib religiously. My sister watched Little House on the Prairie all the time. So I walk in the room, mm-hmm. and I'm like, so you don't even respect me enough to tell me the truth. Because first you said you were in a hotel room with a man, but you didn't have sex with him. That's a fucking lie. Okay. The next thing you say is that this dude's name is Johnny Johnson. And I'll bet no one on earth's name is Johnny Johnson because that's ridiculous. Like, I could never trust her. And not trust her with men or trust, but trust her with her word. That's what I believed at the time.
So it was interesting because you called me and you called me, you were so mad and you're telling me the story. And because I was still doing the diligent side piece role, I was not trying to tell you how much she disrespected you.
We still weren't bad-mouthing each
other. No, we were not bad-mouthing each other's spouse. So I couldn't tell you how utterly disrespectful a name like Johnny Johnson. She might as well have just said John Doe. Like, and just left it at that. And I could not tell you how disrespectful that was and how she was not a planner. Because a good cheater is a planner, and she did not have a plan. She just clearly thought at the time, which we all thought, we were the smartest people in the room. Which I thought as well, which is how I got caught out there.
And that you're not going to get caught.
And that you're not going
to
get
caught. You have to be prepared to get caught, but you can't believe you're going to get caught. Even though I wasn't ready to acknowledge or action this thing that I'm about to say, it became clearer and clearer to me that my marriage was going to fail. And that although I believe Andrea is the person for me, more so I believe that my ex is not the person for me. So it was that idea. And God's steps, as I try to understand them, started crystallizing.
And this is all happening. I'm already out of my house and we're 2010ing into 2011 because I'm out of my house in 2010 and 2011 is when all your stuff started going down.
Right. So I still had the spyware.
Right.
And it's because I ain't taking it off.
No.
I'm seeing the iterations of her trying to change her passwords. She's frustrated.
Because you're still getting all of the information.
She's typing ridiculous passwords. Like ridiculous things that no human, like Superman, Homelander couldn't figure out these passwords that she was, you know, and I'm just like, I'm getting emails every day. Oh, password change, brother. Okay. And I know she was frustrated. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, if she's listening to this is the first time that she will hear
how
I found her shit out. This is the first time. I still believe in man. My wise one asked me why. Cause I just don't believe we're wicked. I know that we sin, but I do believe we try. We all try. The girls try. The boys try. Women try. Men try. Do and I try.
My life is hurtling. It's hurtling for it, but it's also sitting. So the one thing I realized when I separated and I'm out of my house, I'm in my apartment, is that one, dude smell blood in the water.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm getting hit up from all sorts of different areas of dudes from my past and new dudes and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, the thing I liked about you is that one, I felt like we had such a connection, but also you were unavailable. And I think it took a long time for me to recognize that you being unavailable was attractive to me because I was not ready to be in an actual relationship with anyone. Because the reality is I wasn't well enough to be doing anything with anyone. Like I really wasn't, even with you, I was not well enough to be doing anything with anyone. And I could concentrate on what was going on in your house versus what I needed to do in mine.
Right.
And it was so much going on in your house.
So the spyware is popping. So
2011,
I'm
Valentine's
hacking
Day.
Into Facebook
yes,
now.
Do it.
The person I became at the end of this thing wouldn't have cared anymore. But I still needed more. Like if I still think about why, because I had all of the information that I think I needed at the time to understand that we're just not the people for each other. But I was also doing the most important thing any parent could ever do, which is choose a different course of action for your kid's life. Like I knew that if I chose divorce, that is going to materially impact the way my girls grow. And I had to be more than sure. It had to be right. It had to make sense.
But let's
and that's
also,
a scary
but let's pause there though.
Thing.
Because it's your girls, but it's also let's get into who you are. One, you're a Pisces, so you're definitely loyal to people for way too long than you should be. And you love super hard and you will not let go. So there's that. You're also
You don't have to address me completely.
I'm just taking it like
you
let's
leave
get
my
into the
socks
shit.
On.
So like you believe in people past their expiration date, you hold on to people past their expiration date, and you have a profound sense of guilt. You would think that you really started the Cold War. Like you really have a guilty conscience for no reason. Like you feel guilt over shit
so
that
I think
you did
the time is up on this podcast.
Time to go on this session.
No, you're 100%.
And let's also let me be clear. The one thing you had said to me is, that's my homie. I love her. Like, I want good for her. I, you know, we started this together.
Still
like
do.
We get along. So it's not just that you want good for your girls. It is that you are struggling with seeing a life outside of your ex. So like, let's just be clear. Like that's the relationship was important to you.
It was both of those.
And
things.
I knew that
it
the relationship was important
things.
To you.
I had to be sure. Not just for the girls, if that wasn't clear, but I had to be sure for myself. And you know what I also was not going to do? I wasn't going to leave my wife for another woman.
No.
I don't
believe
that.
We were very clear about that.
I don't believe in that.
We were very clear about
that. I think
that
is sucker shit, honestly. As much as I loved you, as much as I knew that we were as compatible as anybody had ever been
with.
Well,
I wouldn't have liked you had you left her and your kids for me.
Sucker shit.
Like, that would have been like... I don't want this dude either. I don't want to be in her shoes.
So I'm in Facebook DMs. Now,
yes, you
right?
are in Facebook DMs.
And I'm seeing just dudes. Mm-hmm. You know, just, you know how cheating goes. Yo, let's meet here. Yo,
kicking
this
tires.
And that and the third, blah, blah, blah. I still have the passwords. I go into one account and I see just sex talk from this dude. Mm. That I knew. And it's not my homeboy because, you know, I'd have punched him in his face, but it was a dude that I had met before, you know? So I see things, whatever. I know what it is. I see an email receipt on Valentine's Day on my credit card for custom Valentine's Day cards.
Which is a really nice.
It was beautiful. The one I got, because there was more than one. The one I got was dope. It had pictures. It had, you know, well thought out, authentic, genuine, unique. Listen, we can get through this. And I can't even remember, you know, everything. It had pictures from vacations. It was cool. But eerily and strangely, there were two cards on... So I call a company. I'm like, hey, can you resend these? Because I don't think I got, you know, both cards. And she's like, sure.
You are a bastard.
I can be a son of a... man. So the nice young lady, I won't say the company because she'd probably be fired, sends me the cards. So my card comes and then the other card to Johnny Johnson comes. And it says... I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you. And I'm like, why are we still doing this? Like that, and that's all I felt was like, yo, why are we still doing this? So
that didn't hurt a little.
It hurt a lot.
Because this is like the one thing I want to get like really clear to people, because we're talking and we're laughing and we're hindsighting is 2020. This shit sucked. Egos were bruised, insecurities were triggered. It was like, why not me? What is going on?
Facts.
Even if we thought this would not work out with these people, these are not the right people for us, this hurt like hell. I spent days, hours, months trying to figure out what the next chick had that I did not have.
All those emotions that you are describing were there.
But we didn't talk about them.
But what was prevailing, what was bigger than those were the ones that I'm describing.
Yeah.
And those were most, they were the biggest ones. So I was angry.
Yeah.
I was hurt. But in truthfulness, I had those emotions before because I already knew. And if I couldn't I was in the process of confirming and validating. I wasn't in the process of discovering. My heart, my gut served me well, and I knew it. And so when I got to the point of confirmation, those emotions had already started turning themselves over. So they were there, and the initial rush of seeing your wife and the mother of your children tell another man she wants to spend the rest of her life with him was shitty. And it hurt, and it felt like a knife, but it was a butter knife because I had already had the machete.
Yeah.
I had already experienced it. And so when I brought it to her again, like, okay, so now what is it?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So here's the funny thing, because we don't really get into this. So when we talked about it, you and I kind of got into arguments at this point, because my point to you, when I said, and that's the sound of wine pouring, because that's what we do. When I had said to you, please don't do to her what was done to me in terms of rushing her out of the house. My other requirement, which you told me was stupid, but I thought I was being righteous. However, you can be righteous with sleeping with somebody else's husband.
Well, there's etiquette.
There's rules to the shit.
There's rules to
the
shit.
But
there's rules.
I told you that if she came clean to you, if you confronted her and she told you what was happening, you needed to tell her about us. Because I did not want her to feel what I felt with my ex when I was being basically skewered about me and you. And then I discovered this other woman.
Right.
You know what it was? I needed you to be cleaner than him. And that sounds weird.
I needed to keep you
where you were. And if I had any inkling that you were not who you said you were, it would make everything not worth it. And so even if I had to direct it, it had to be, you need to tell her, because you got to be better than what I experienced.
And so I understand that. And I I didn't come immediately clean at that point.
Well, you told me I was crazy because she was crazy.
Yeah, I told you that was a bad idea.
Bad idea. You were like, this is going to be bad.
And I was right.
She not that person. You know, you literally like, you know, you were like, you see how your ex was like, we're all moving on. So I'm not going to bother to call him. We're not doing all of this.
Yeah, like an adult.
Like an adult, which he was. You were like, she's not going to be an adult. So what you're thinking is not a thing. And you were right, but we'll get to that story.
And so I wasn't immediately transparent or honest. I wasn't immediately honest when I said—
When you confronted her about
it. When I confronted her. And she had told me at that conversation or thereabout who the person was. And it was somebody I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't my man, but it was one of her peoples that I had met before. And I'm being cryptic because it's not cool.
Right.
For whoever, right? And so I said, do you want to try to save your marriage? And the response I received was, well, what if I lose him or give him up and we don't work out? Where does that leave me?
Wait.
Who says that?
Your wife fixed her mouth to say, what if I give up the side piece and now, we don't work out?
But can
out?
We get into my head? My wife.
Oh my God.
Who has lost her job, who I have supported to the best. I'm not perfect. I'm not always right. But emotionally, financially, and physically, and spiritually, we've brought kids into this world. I've done what I promised to do when we vowed. I've done all those things. And in my head, the minute this shit gets thick, you didn't cheat, because that shit happens. You decided to move on from this because it wasn't working for you the way you expected it to. Go fuck yourself. That is what I thought. And I cried. and I was angry and I was hurt, but I didn't flip out. I didn't even yell. I said, okay. I left for a couple hours. I came back with a plan, like, let us civilly dissolve this. Let's figure out where we go from here.
That conversation, when you had it with me,
it broke me.
It broke me. It was the first time I had really felt someone, and this is for someone who had gone through separation. You were the first person I saw that was heartbroken besides me. I had seen other people break up. I had seen, you know, we were kids. So, and we don't, as Black people, share our emotions in the way that we just aren't raised, groomed to share our emotions in that way. You were the first person that I saw manifest heartbreak.
We were in a real thing. We were approaching, it was a real thing for me. I wasn't with her because it was a good look or because she was supporting me financially or this. I fucked with her. And when it failed, that broke me. And I think that's how it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like, when you're with somebody, if it fails, you're supposed to be heartbroken. If you're, I guess my question is, if you're not heartbroken, what did you have?
But the whole reason that you and I are here, part of the reason that we're here is because we're not those people. Right. We were heartbroken over, even if we knew it wasn't going to work out, even if we knew they weren't the right people for us, we were heartbroken over losing the life that we had pledged to make with these people and that we had already made. Heartbroken, devastated. I gained weight. I ate cereal in the middle of my bed. I started drinking wine all the time. I couldn't stop talking about it. You were in the same way. Part of our bonding was our escapism. We didn't understand people who could be so transactional with this life that we made. What do you mean, like, what if I lose you? What if I lose him and it doesn't work out with you?
Even though you and I found each other, when we knew what we knew about each other, we still were not going to leave our marriages. So I, at the time, I don't believe in my heart of hearts that she and I would have made it. I don't. But I would have given it an honest effort, and I still was not looking to leave.
I said to you, if you confront her and you try to work it out and she says, yes, I want to work it out, I said, I'm gone.
And I said,
I was like, we yes, can't you stay. Are. Like, we can't stay.
And I said,
stay
yes, you are.
In
because
contact.
An honest effort doesn't include,
no, doesn't include
seeing
me.
You on the weekends.
No, like, it doesn't
that's
include
not,
me.
That's not
and
a
I
thing.
Was like, this is going to break my heart, but I can't, if you're going to give it an honest effort, I can't be here. Like, and it's not going to be, let me check in on you every couple of months. It's going to be, I'll see, I might bump into you 5 years from now. I'm like, I hope you're good.
Because we broke all side piece rules.
Yeah, all of the side piece rules were gone.
And fucked around and fell in love.
And fucked around and fell in love.
Who does that?
And you, clearly.
Me.
Me. Clearly you. It was literally like, this is gone. And in the whole midst of this happening to you, I am navigating this space with my ex, who has moved on having a whole relationship. So I am doing the regular woman thing that we do, in that I am trying to help you and be there for you. And I have healing to do. And I'm watching my ex travel the world
in
with
parallel,
this other chick.
In parallel.
In parallel. And deal with my child. And, you know, navigate friendships that have changed.
And I'm trying
and
to tell you,
things.
Like, listen, I know this and date and do what you got to do. And you're like, shut up.
And I'm like,
up.
Shut up and stop
just
telling me
up.
That. You don't want me to date.
I didn't want you to, but I believe that that was the best thing for you. And I didn't want to hold you up. Like, I'm not here to hold you up.
And then she decides that, no, I don't want to work this out. So then me and you were on fast forward. And it's still 2011.
We had you, 5 weeks.
We had
of
you and I. We were on some. Oh, we could date openly. Let's be out because this is post Valentine's Day. So let's say this conversation with you and she happened in March. From March to June, we were on. To March to May,
I cried in my beer, and then the run we away are, from my apartment dried my tears.
Dating to freedom. March, April, we are dating out in the open. We're doing the things. We're showing up at events. My girlfriend has her grad school graduation party, and that was our coming out party. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. So we get to, so my girlfriend's having this party, and she sends the invitation to your house.
Yo,
and
the,
you
physical
are, yes, the physical invitation.
Yo, but how did she get my address?
I gave it to her because you were like, I'm free.
Oh,
send
word.
It to my house.
You know what? That's right.
And you sent it to your house.
Because we broken up, right? Because what if I lose him and we don't work
right.
out, right?
And
right?
so that's you're like, thing, send right? it to my house. So it gets there in April.
That was actually
and
disrespectful.
That was super disrespectful and
that.
Terrible.
I was wrong.
But
for
you
that.
Were
I
like, send it to my house. It gets there in
that
April. And she, I remember she asked you, so this is a friend of yours? So are you going? You're like, yeah, and I'm going alone. And then
that was a lie.
My dumb self says, you need to tell her about me.
And that was
because I don't feel comfortable. And you do.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.